We are wrapping up the Apitlasa here. Recholish Dibarnu, who we said Isra Amira Ba'atzmoy. Another important limitation to Apitlasa. You can only repeat exactly what you heard. Avo Chas for Shalom. La Hoysif. Hafilo Teva Achas. Oi. La Hat Emesadavar Bifne Hashemea. But to be moisif any words, or lahatim, give it a little more flavor. Give the Lashon Hara a little more realistic flavor, make it a little more juicy. And by the way, for sure could, I know Shimon, it for sure could have happened. So, okay, so you're adding the Kayotzev Zev Zev Vade Aser B'chol Gavni. There's no hetzer for that. Because again, you're allowed to kick the ball in the net down the road in the way it would have gotten there anyway. But it wouldn't have gotten there with your knach anywhere. Your knach is now your knach. That's a new asafa. That would have never gotten out. Another point. Now, all of a sudden, you're being mekabelit. He didn't speak to that till now, which is a little bit of a chiddush. But he sounds like that he's saying that you're not even vapi klosa, you're allowed to repeat the lashon hara. You could repeat it as like a mouthpiece, but you're not allowed to actually believe it. So okay, I'm repeating it. Look, this is what I heard. This is the hak. Fine, but you say, and by the way, I know Shimon for many years. It makes perfect sense. This is what happened. So now it's obviously a makabalit.
Did he do something? Let's say, so this is when he's adding, but let's say he did what he was supposed to do and just let it slip by mistake.
How much?
Whatever. He's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. Does he have to do tshuva? Did he do the wrong thing?
Of course not. It's mutter.
So it's like funny. But
if he adds a knach, now all of a sudden it's lashon hara. That's really the point of this.
The whole heter is really just very shachet.
Even if it's meforsam on someone that they did something wrong. He's going on to something else now. Let's say everyone knows that when this guy was a bachur, he was a little on the wild side, and now he's straightened out. Or his family wasn't really acting appropriate, and he's straightened out. It's not that bad. You're not allowed to be meganim. And it's not shaychet avapitlosa. Why? Because it doesn't have to do with him. I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but I'm not sure I get the connection. But basically, his halacha is that if you said something which is true, but it's not relevant, and you're making it into a gnos. So the story would get out, but your perspective on the story is your perspective. So everyone thinks this guy is a chosh of a guy, right? Now, Lemaisa, when he was a kid, he was out there.
A lot of courage.
Yeah.
He went to baseball.
He had a lot of energy. So he did stuff. So now, you're going to say, look, it's meforsam that this guy has in him that streak of whatever. And you're going to start talking like that. That perspective on him, since he's not doing that anymore, is not memela, is a new, is you're adding that perspective now. So memela, that story doesn't talk about him directly. So, my man, by you bringing that story in, you're bringing that perspective, so that's Lashon Hara.
Why is it relevant whether he used to do it or he still does it? Either that was part of the Api Klasa or it wasn't. No, like, what does it have to do with that he used to be, but now he isn't?
Oh, because if he is now, so now everyone knows that he is now. So, what do you
mean? I'm saying it's of course.
Yeah, so you're right. So, he likes the Yankees. He also gives a good cheer, I'm saying. So he holds it on a steer, this guy. But he holds it as a steer. Betzim, nervous, he used to do it. So, but you're trying to prove, no, he holds Betzim as not a steer. No, it's your shtickle turn. He used to fit, right?
So, it's not relevant to Avi Klosser, it's not.
I don't know. I think he's trying to explain a point. He did that behavior of Api Klasa. In the old days, Api Klasa, everyone knew that. So the fact everyone knows that story, but not everyone connects that story to where he is now, that you're putting that together. I mean, you're adding a shock.
Like, if it was before him, then it's okay?
When? No, it was before him.
You think it was before him, now it's not. So let's say now it is before him. It's still your own twist to what happened. No.
Every Baal Tshuva is like I'm saying.
You're supposed to bring it up, right? I'm not sure exactly what you're right. I'm trying to say Pshat and what he's saying here, but
not much we're learning about Anakin Knech. What's
being said? Yeah, he's saying not everything which is Mephorsim means you're allowed to say it. That's his point. Just like you're not allowed to add a Knech. So you're also not allowed to say something which is Mephorsim. It's not relevant to the person. It is Mephorsim. Yes, he used to do that. But it's not relevant to him.
Right.
So don't talk about it. The whole had to be close to Mitzad HaOmer. But Mitzad HaShemeya, I know who you're there, Teva HaShemeya, should take it because Yishma. The Kavod of Zalam is HaShemen. Yuchal Liyo Yishiyo Yisipoi Dvorm L'Gnai. Lodom Gzal HaSulam HaShem Rebbe Zishol Gnai HaChavera. Okay, now, so in other words, what did he just say? He said, if I said Lashon Hara in front of you, you're three people, you're allowed to go repeat it. Derech Akroi, not to a, you know, because none of you, no, if none of the people are Oivim or whatever, right? Et cetera, et cetera. But one of the limitations, you can only say it to someone that won't misuse the information. So what does it mean not to misuse the information? That person cannot be makabalit, first of all. So if you think that when you say it, that person will be makabalit, then you're not allowed to say it to him, because you're not doing anything either on his Kabbalah Lashon Hara. Right? Number one. Number two, he says, let's say that person will repeat it. That person has the right to repeat it. So now you bring over the Neiver on his repetition of it.
Isn't all that Rabbi Klaus says that everyone's going to find out everybody? So what's the difference if I say it and I'm the Neiver, he's going to hear somebody else?
The Lef Neiver is that he's going to become a Shikara? Or the
Lef Neiver, I guess no one else is going to say it to this guy because he's not going to be a Kabbalah. He's going to be a Kabbalah.
Not this guy. So Memela, you lose it. So now, you're just limited, what?
I think only the Rabbanim Shlom can get to the Chayim. It's like
the whole thing is like a
moot point. V'achrei kol advarim ha'emes ha'ela. Ha'emes. Ha'ela shemena. After everything. Re'e achi. Kama yesh lehisrachik mekul azu.
Suffice it to say,
this kula, which is an open Gemara, in Erech, just became completely bottle. Shekimat ain la makom b'metzias. Yes, he says. Shekimat ain la makom b'metzias.
No.
Overfrat she mitzdar for kol pratim. Gav ki tzarich in am halacha k'dezu. By the way, we're not passing like this. But avish shaldas harbi poiskim ain shul makor l'kulo zu me'ashas. Because we already told you, right? This is all in the Rambam's pshat, not the klasa. According to Tosis, it's pshat. They don't do with this. According to Tosis, it's pshat. Right? It's the whole hetter was only the thing with. That could be Mishtam and Lachampi. It's a whole different answer. Lachain Hashoymer Nafshoy Yirchak Mizeh. Okay? So, yeah, I think he did a pretty good job convincing us that not much wiggle room on this. He knew if you mash around, best of Shemish Bracha Klom, that was also talking Zar. Ish Yoshvin Shiva Tube Yair, La'ayim B'Devar, Han Hagas Anshi Yair. if there's like a board meeting. He's talking about the board of the city, but any board meeting. And they counted. And someone won, 4-3. So are you allowed to walk outside and tell everyone what the other three guys voted? Why? Because by definition, they voted in front of Apitlof. Mm-hmm. So, that if you made up not to be megalit, I already told you that if you already decided and said specifically, I'm giving you my opinion, but only that tonight you don't share it. I already told you you don't have to have the plus stuff. But right, even without that, you can only be megalit, be mikra, and not in a way that you agree. So you can't tell the guy, oh, by the way, okay, the decision of the Bezdin was to put you in the chair, but I didn't vote for you, it was just the other guys. I didn't vote against you. It was everyone else, right? So you can't do that because even though, because now, first of all, you're showing that you agree because you just told them we're putting you in a chair, but second of all, whatever, it just doesn't apply because the condition was not to say it and you're not doing it by the Achakroi, and therefore, it's an Isser Gomer to do that, okay? Even if someone's tried to convince you to say it, you would not be permitted to say it. And tomorrow we'll finish up. He gives one more kanech, one more din in this, and we'll try to finish the klal tomorrow. Okay? Very good.
I think I'm gonna
good night.
Andrew. Diana, you were not feeling correct. Could be everybody was scared of the